This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Monday, beginning of another week. I don't. That's kind of redundant and a silly thing for me to say because, you know, it's Monday. You know, it's the beginning of another week working at home. What, you know, it's Monday?
All the days are blurring.
Yeah, kind of blurring together. Yeah. That is true. One of the guys in the farm said to me yesterday, what day is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's that. There is that. Yes, you're right, Victoria. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen on the air for another week of overviews, but as I said on Friday, I wasn't going to make it from now on. I think we ought to be pursuing other things in addition to keeping people up to date on what can be helpful information, as that doesn't include numbers of people, although I did just get an email from our affiliate in Hawaii with the update there. Maybe I'll give you a little of that because it's pretty hopeful situation. The authorities say this is going to be the worst week in terms of numbers, and that may play out, but there were a lot of people who got together really seriously over the weekend in terms of mind, not necessarily together, as a matter of fact, not together at all in physical terms, but the situation around the globe. And it was, I don't know that I use the word prayer too much. Universal thought, I think thoughts are things. And so hundreds of millions of people got together under the guise of a change I'm a great believer in the power of prayer, frankly, and what it does when people get together and think. There have been lots of examples, hundreds, thousands of examples over the years of people who have perhaps been sick, or there were events that were coordinated or corrected. Let's just see what happens. I do think this can be a very eventful week in lots of different ways. And so we'll see how things shake out. I sort of remember when I was a kid, although they still do a little of it, when I was a kid on the radio, we had what they call the emergency broadcast system. Jennifer, you grew up in the business. Maybe you remember, although it hasn't been done the same way, there was when I was in school, actually, there was the emergency broadcast system. We would have alerts on the radio and alerts in school, and that was in case it was called
the
Conelrad alert. Yeah, where everybody would go under they'd hide under the stairwell in case there was a nuclear.
In the event of a nuclear attack, part of it, but I definitely still hear it on radio and TV.
Yeah, there still are like that. So whether that, maybe there are lots of different calls that come from people who are afraid. And there's plenty of fear-based thinking around right now. But I think if you look at the overall numbers, you'll see that, and this was the message. Actually, I posted something from Marianne Williamson on my personal Facebook page over the weekend, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Most of the material in there, remember she was the one who ran for president and people made fun of her because her platform was about love and helping people and working with people to make life better, et cetera, et cetera. And for apparently the average person, that isn't a very good idea. She struck a lot of chords and she made a lot of inroads and she got a lot of attention because she was different. And I can't help but think that there is a need for a different kind of light, if that's what you want to call it, a different kind of thinking. The old way of thinking doesn't work, even though the old way of thinking is prevalent, predominant, in fact, to the point where no one that I know who's in the medical field can understand Dr. Fauci's objection to using the two things that have been touted by doctors and saved thousands of lives, the research that was done in France, some other places in Europe. Doctors here in this country are using the Z-Pak and the malaria medicine, but Fauci still kind of is downplaying it. And no one
has
it, I know. I don't know he has to at all. Why does he
have to? Well, I had a really interesting, on Friday night, you know, we've been talking about a lot of people doing Zoom conversations with family members and friends, and we did like an extended family Zoom on Friday night, and one of our friends is a molecular biologist and a chemical engineer, and he's worked with Dr. Fauci, and he's an older guy, he's just retired this last year. And really, one of the smartest people we know, and he was picked by Dr. Fauci to go to South Korea after SARS to do like a postmortem on stuff. He said that the reason, he totally believes that the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak combo for the right patient can absolutely completely eradicate the disease. And he explained on a molecular level, which lost me a few times, but it was really fascinating how this virus, which he also said, if you don't believe that this, on a molecular level, the virus is so spliced together, it does not occur in nature. He said there are bat RNA and DNA receptors in it, so that's where the bat conversation comes from, but it's not from eating them. This was grown in a lab. And he said, if you don't believe that, then he has a bridge in Wuhan to sell you. But separate from that, he said that Dr. Fauci, the reason that he is not coming forward saying, yes, this is it, is because there have not been any blind studies done yet. And that's the number one thing in the scientific community, that a lot of people who are researchers, not doctors, researchers, which is what Fauci is, he cannot come out and say, yes, this is the thing. That's why you're seeing little test pockets popping up in Detroit and in New York, 5,000 patients here, 3,000 patients. That's what they're going to use in lieu of blind studies. Once that data comes back in, we'll probably see Fauci start to have a different language. But if he said right now, well, but they're starting to, but a lot of
doctors, they're already doing it.
They're already doing it.
Trump yesterday, I don't know if you saw the press conference yesterday, but Trump yesterday, and I don't know why people are giving him so much heat for talking about this. I understand, you know, there's always the political stuff.
Depends on the people, Jennifer. So it's who do you trust, kind of.
Some people
can talk and say whatever they want. That doesn't mean that they know what the hell they're talking about.
But one of the things that he passed, one of his pieces of legislation, is the right to try, where you can use other types of medicine that has not been FDA approved if you're fighting to save your life. I think whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Trump supporter or not, I think that's pretty cool legislation, actually. I think it should have been passed a long time ago.
I think we have to get way beyond the thinking of Democrats and Republicans.
Well, unfortunately, the reason I bring it up is because people are taking him to task for talking about hydroxychloroquine. And I think, so...
Who are these people, though? Who are the people that are treating
him? Well, there are a lot of doctors and there are a lot of scientists saying that at this point, we know that he doesn't put anything eloquently. And so when he says things like, you know, what have you got to lose? You should try it anyway. You know, it might work. Maybe it won't. It won't hurt anybody.
But if you're dying, what do you have to lose?
Exactly.
Right. But the problem, you do. Because the problem, though, is not every patient should be taking this cocktail. And that's what my friend, the scientist, was saying, too. He's like, look, there are pre-existing conditions that should never take this combination. So, like, my mom, unfortunately, as we were talking about it, you know, he knows my mom's situation with her eyes and her type 2 diabetic status. She would not qualify for this drug, and he said she should not take this combo. So there are certain people, and it is irresponsible to just say, yeah, try it if you want. You know, it's wonderful to have the right to try these types of things, but you have to do it responsibly, and I think that's where Fauci's conservatism is coming in.
I think the point is, if you're sitting in a hospital on a tube, then, what do you have to lose?
Nothing. And under the circumstances,
the problem, though, is those aren't the people who want to try it. It's other people who want to take it in a preventative way, which my friend said does
not
prevent it.
No, it's not a preventative. It's a cure.
Well, but people are already trying it on a preventative level. It does
not
prevent it. Well,
that
it's not
nobody,
smart, but
nobody who's smart is recommending it.
But the problem is, though, people are panicked,
well,
and that's
so
where
that's
the criticism.
Do. Yeah, right.
No,
how are they getting hold of it? What doctor is prescribing it? That would be my question.
Family
you
doctors
can't
are prescribing
get it
this
unless you prescribe it. Yeah,
right. Family doctors are doing it.
I said to Ken Kronhaus yesterday, he and I are talking every day about the updates. There's not a scientist. He's both a researcher who does research at his clinic in Florida and also is a heart cardiologist. And he said there are some heart conditions. There are some people who
have
an extreme
an arrhythmia,
condition.
That's a bad one. Yep.
Right. You don't use this stuff for anybody who has any kind of heart irregularity.
If you have glaucoma, you should also not use it.
Right.
Or it needs to be very, very carefully
So you got
to
know your patient, which means the doctors need to be responsible and held responsible. The patient that they prescribe this for has to be someone that they know who doesn't have those things that are irregular. Otherwise, if you look at the situation in Australia, in France, even here, Ken sent me a document which suggested that on Thursday and Friday of last week, there was a survey done of doctors who would be likely to prescribe, who would have the authority and the knowledge to prescribe this, and 39% of them, actually, there was a note sent to Fauci after he said, well, I'm not sure yet about this. And I understand the impatience that some people have, but you need to calm down, frankly, and I say that lovingly, because there are very few people, when you look at the numbers of people who have this or have had it, who are dying. And it doesn't mean that I'm trying to minimize by any stretch of the imagination. I'm certainly more responsible than that. But for God's sakes, you gotta calm down. All this damn fear-based crap that's coming from the news media and sources. Better to be warned? Yes. Better to take precautions? Absolutely. Better to be smart? Wear a mask? Stay away from people? All of that stuff makes perfect sense. But for people to be whipped up into these fear-based circumstances or thinking that all these people are going to die, if you look at the numbers, frankly, there aren't that many people when you compare it to lots of other circumstances. But for whatever the reason, it gets a hold of people. And, I mean, I'm talking about the idea that I'm going to be really sick or I'm going to be really, I'm going to be compromised. There are more questions than there are answers still. For example, why did that tiger at the New York City Zoo die? Or get? No, he didn't die yet, but he's got the tiger has tested positive for the virus. And
some other dogs have too, and veterinarians have still been. You know, we work with a dog rescue, and we have our veterinary chairperson has done a million different online videos to calm people down because you know some people are trying to return their pets to shelters, like they're freaking out, and you know and essentially what she said is dogs and cats can be carriers of this much the way your credit card can. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it, like treat your animal in terms of this virus. Like you would any inanimate object that might potentially carry the virus, doesn't mean anyone has gotten it from touching a credit card or touching a surface. And so, you know, like Warren says, when we walk our dogs, we come back in, we wipe them down, just like we do with groceries. You know, it's not a cause for panic at all.
Well, fortunately for me, my dog walks on the farm, and there's nothing there. But, yeah, when you're out in public, trails are full of people. The state park here that boundaries my farms, there are 800 and some odd acres, and there are thousands of people that are walking on that park every day.
Careful. Ours got shut down, so don't spread that around or they'll shut them down.
No, this is a state park.
All the boardwalks now are shut down because people just, they're not practicing social distancing and they're just being stupid.
In California, they're all shut down.
Yeah, on the other side of not taking it of taking it too seriously are the people in the next town over on Saturday night. They had a huge party with a band and they were all arrested and the cops had to break it up.
Good.
People are still not taking it seriously.
Yeah, there was an instance in D.C. where even near one of the hospitals, there was a group of like 100 plus people on ATVs. And, like, dirt bikes, which is, like, a thing in the D.C. area. And, yeah, they were all gathered together. And someone posted about it on Twitter. And some other people were calling her a snitch. And, you know, saying, oh, why are you taking pictures and telling on them? It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it is crazy. terrifically, terribly crazy time for all of us to learn a lot of things and experience things. Hopefully, if you're in business, you've looked at the forms from the Small Business Administration and got the PPP, the Payroll Protection Plan, in the works for you. That'll help you out a lot. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Pretty familiar voice.
It won't be long.
A lot of
till
hits. Bill Withers, 3-time Grammy Award winner, who stopped making music in the mid-80s, died in Los Angeles over the weekend. These songs, he was an R&B guy from the 70s. A lot of these songs you recognize. This is certainly one. Ain't No Sunshine's another one. Just the Two of Us, which was my favorite of all of his songs. Lovely Day was a good song as well. He has died in a way, well, death comes as public is drawing inspiration from his music during what's going on here, especially, again, this song, and Lovely Days.
It's gone viral. So, well, this song, Lean On Me, the big story with this is that over the past, you know, month or so, this has been the song that healthcare workers, nurses, doctors, everyone supporting them around the world, they've been posting these videos of communities singing this song. And
yeah,
doctors singing this song, making TikTok videos, things like that. It's it's kind of had a major resurgence just because of this pandemic.
He was like Merle Haggard. He had a stutter, childhood stutter. It was born the last of six children in the coal mining town of Slab Fork, West Virginia. That sounds like a garden spot. Joined the Navy at 17, spent 9 years in the service. After he was discharged, he moved to L.A., worked at an aircraft parts factory, bought a guitar in a pawn shop, and recorded demos of his tunes in hopes of landing a recording contract. Sussex Records signed him in 1971. He put out his first album, Just As I Am, which included Grandma's Hands and Ain't No Sunshine, which was inspired by the Jack Lemmon film Days of Wine and Roses. I did not know that. That's news to me. Ain't No Sunshine, originally released as the B-side of a single called Harlem, but radio DJs flipped the disc. Song climbed to number 3 on the charts, spent 16 weeks in the top 40. He was awarded Grammys as a songwriter for this song, Ain't No Sunshine, and for Just the Two of Us in 1981. I like this song a lot.
Such a good song, gosh.
Just the two of us.
Very well produced songs.
His voice just had so much natural emotion to it. There are a lot of modern day singers that just kind of sing the words and you don't necessarily feel them.
Don't feel it.
And he just, everything he did, he could feel it.
And even the first line of Ain't No Sunshine, it's almost a cappella. It's so stripped down and so just gives you instant chills. And I mean, I think of Notting Hill, which in one of the most pivotal scenes in the movie, that song is there and it's just Hugh Grant walking and that song. And it's just such a descriptive, beautiful song.
Yeah, getcha. He got his ninth Grammy nomination in 1987, a third Grammy as a songwriter for the re-recording of Lean On Me, a re-recording, and that was from 72, I think that's when it first came out. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2015 by Stevie Wonder. His songs during his brief career have become the soundtracks of a lot of engagements, weddings, backyard parties, Lean On Me, and Ode to Friendship, performed at the inauguration of both Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Ain't No Sunshine, Lean On Me are among Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. So, did we play Lovely Day in there? I can't remember. Did I hear it or I don't remember? We did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the passing, we note the passing of legendary singer Bill Withers. He was 81. And I don't believe it was heart complications. It didn't have anything to do with that. Virus. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Grandma's hand, sue the local.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is praising the workers on the front lines fighting the coronavirus.
In the days ahead, America will endure the peak of this terrible pandemic. Our warriors in this life and death battle are the incredible doctors and nurses and healthcare workers on the front line of the fight. We pledge to them our eternal gratitude and everlasting support.
He also said they're working on medications.
We have purchased and we have stockpiled 29 million pills of the hydroxychloroquine. 29 million. A lot of drugstores have them by prescription. And also we're sending them to various labs, our military. We're sending them to the hospitals. We're sending them all over. I just think it's something, you know, the expression, I've used it for certain reasons. What do you have to lose?
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, oh, you hear his footsteps. It's like really crazy. Should we just?
Well, anyway, should we keep going?
All right.
Oh, we already started with that.
Yeah, we're already live. Yeah.
But the worst thing to hear is just these footsteps going bam, 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 bam.
My footsteps?
Yes. Who do you think?
All right. We. Putting together the airline reimbursement story, Victoria is a little teed off because she was planning a trip or had a trip scheduled before all of this thing started.
Yeah, and, I had two flights booked and for this past weekend, I was supposed to fly down to D.C., and then the first weekend of May, we were supposed to go, Lewis and I were going to Toronto, and so obviously all those flights got canceled, and the Department of Transportation over the weekend, I believe on Friday, they said that all domestic and foreign airlines must promptly reimburse customers who have had flights canceled because of the coronavirus. And so this was an enforcement that this is not new. This is what's happened when they have what they call large-scale disruption. So after 9/11 and after Hurricane Katrina, flights were reimbursed and you didn't just get airline credit. So unfortunately, I have I bought tickets through United, and this morning I woke up to an email saying, hey, you've got 2 years to use these credits now, not just one. And instead of, they had waived cancellation fees, even though I didn't cancel the flights, they were canceled by the government or by the airlines, so I didn't actively cancel anything. And they said, oh, well, we don't have any cancellation fees. But what they didn't tell you at first was that when you go to use those credits, they're going to charge you a fee on the back end for rescheduling, which is total BS. And so now United says, we've rethought our policy. Now when you go to reschedule, we're not going to charge you. Yeah. Thank you for not charging me for my own ticket that I already bought. It's crazy.
It is, but it is so indicative of what hopefully will change in the new world order, things like this where companies have gotten so big, they're so insensitive, they don't give a damn about you as a customer, they just want your money. And one of the things that you may not know is that under the rules provided for them to get bailed out, get government support, is that they can cancel flights, but they cannot cancel service. So they must have at least one flight a day, and I just checked this out yesterday. There normally are, depending on the time of year, four or five direct flights in each direction between Boston and L.A. on American. They've cut that down to one. You must have one flight no matter where you serve. If you were serving it before this disruption started, then you must continue to serve in one way or another. Every line, every route has to have at least one flight a day on it to serve the traveling public. So
some people are saying that it's kind of a great time to fly because there's no one on the plane.
Yeah, there's nobody on the plane. Right, yeah. So anyway, most, as you have suggested, most of the airlines are reimbursing customers, and they are serving if you need to go from someplace to someplace. Excuse me. What I noted about the when I looked at the American schedule, the one flight a day was about half full. I've looked at down the road a couple of weeks just to put in what I normally do, go out on a Thursday or Friday, come back on a Monday.
Are you thinking of going out to California?
No, but I wanted to see what they were
doing. You're just checking.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm just checking to
just
see
practicing
what they were doing. No, I just kind of wanted to see. The price is twice as much as it normally is at this time of year because only one flight. So there's that.
So it's expensive. See, that surprises me. You think they'd have to lower it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people still want to go back and forth. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, some people are still deemed
essential. I would not travel anywhere until this stuff is all straightened out. I wouldn't get on a plane. I don't want to be around my family. You know, you never can tell. So it's more intelligent to, hopefully, that's what people are doing, or that's what they're thinking anyway. Let's not put anybody in jeopardy. If you have any caring at all, that's going to be the first thing you think about. Also, the impact that this is having on the economy, the global economy, and that's what I'm concerned about, as well as the health and well-being of a lot of people. This has been very damaging to our business, the advertising business in general, although there are a lot of people who are the supplement business, the nutritional business, the weight loss business, those are all thriving on the radio because people want to be healthy. Other than that, there's not a whole lot. A lot of local stations are helping businesses, especially the ones that depend on foot traffic. The idea, you know, I have one of the local restaurants has a big sign on the outside of it. How can we serve you takeout? And it actually, Ken's Steakhouse, the restaurant for which Ken's foods and the Ken's salad dressing, that's where it came from, and that's in Framingham. So they're open And that's one of the things. Offering delivery and pickup. A lot of my friend that runs the hardware store is open from 8 to 2 every day. People call in and someone will bring out with a mask and gloves on whatever it is that they order, whether it's a certain a bucket of bolts or whatever you need that you can find in the hardware store. It's just, I think the farms, I'm most tuned into farms and what they're doing. As we were talking before, the tiger in the zoo who has it, concerned about animals that might have it or be carrying, and some of the animals have been tested, depending on their species, if you will. Bovines aren't particularly good at this, at transferring this sort of thing, and that's what I have. Matter of fact, we're moving a few of the cows around this week from the winter quarters to the summer quarters, because the grass is really growing. It's actually been, there's a rebirth that you feel every springtime anyway. And I think that's part of what's in my mind this week. Plus the importance of the prayer. And that's, I think we have to see, wait and see, what the realities are as we go through the week. But hopefully there's a curving here at some point in time. But the other side of it is the way people think. I'm not sure enough people have changed the way they think. And I think one of the benefits, if you can see a silver lining for the COVID-19, is that we see that there are changes that are taking place, and some of them are beneficial. Understanding that I think I'm always going to keep in mind a bit of, I met a fellow yesterday and we bumped elbows. He's an older guy that I've known for a long time. Actually, I knew of him, and so we met for the first time yesterday, and we talked about what in our lifetime has been some of the things that shook us up. And one of the things what I was just talking about, when we had Connell Rant alerts and used to go hide under, that's why I said what I did. We were talking about that yesterday. Remember when we were kids? We used to go hide under the stairwell in school. And that used to scare the hell out of kids.
Now they have gun drills they have to do in case there's an active shooter. So
yeah,
it's the same thing, but just a different reason.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Scare the hell out of kids as they go through. Kids, that time of life needs to be secure and fun, and the inquisitiveness that youngsters have needs to be rewarded, not being full of fear. And we've done some... you said something in the last half hour, which was so appropriate, Victoria, zooming in on the people who think or want us to believe that this was an accident. There's no damn accident.
I don't know if we'll ever have. I don't know if we'll ever see, like, on a federal level, will we ever see an accusation like that? I don't think so.
I don't know. You know what? I think, well, already on a federal level, it's happening. Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, has already been on this. Like, I mean, flying.
Yeah, but I don't know if we're ever going to see a president, whether it's Trump or anybody else. I don't know if we're going to see a president say, you did this, China, here's an invoice, this is what you did to us, because it would end all relations that we have with them. And unfortunately, we are still very reliant on them, and they're reliant on us.
I think what it's going to do, though, I think one of the positives that will come out of this is I do think that we're going to look at bringing our business back from China, and I do think that's something that I think most of us had blinders on and didn't realize that, you know, our whole industry is over there. So I think that they'll be some positive changes that come from this.
Yeah. All right, today is New Beer's Eve. The government ratified the 18th Amendment to the Constitution in 1920, banning all intoxicating liquors. It was called Prohibition. Beer, out. Liquor, out. 1933, the government came back around to seeing the light. President Roosevelt ended Prohibition. You don't ever get people, if people want to do
what
things.
What was the reason, though? I know it happened, but, like, was it a religious thing?
Religious, yeah, it was all about religion.
So,
yeah.
Like, out of the blue, even though monks were the ones who first started making beer, so out of the blue, it was decided that drinking alcohol was anti-religious or anti-Christian?
It was more of an affront to God, I think, is what I remember reading in some of the religious stuff that I studied when I was in college. My mind is fuzzy on how we got there, but I know it was basically brought around by with new religious thinking after the World War was over, and it was.
Who was the president in 1920 who actually signed prohibition?
Whoever followed it was Harding. Was it Harding? I think it was Harding. Whoever followed Wilson.
It was 1920 to 1933 that it was prohibition.
Yeah, right. Date was back in 1933. The date was April 7th.
It was Wilson.
Wilson was still president in 1920?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would have been the last.
So he signed prohibition. So was he religious? Because it's so funny that now we have governments deeming liquor stores essential.
He wasn't.
And then
but
Harding. Then Harding. It was an election year.
His wife ran the country. He got sick in 1918, and he really wasn't running the country. His wife was, and his wife was a nutcake when it comes to a religion, and that's where this came from. It came from his wife. Let's see, 1800 B.C., the first ode to beer, the hymn to Ninkasi, the Sumerian goddess of beer, inscribed on a tablet someplace. 1920, the 18th Amendment passes. 1933, prohibition ends. 1972, hops.
And by the way, it was not done for religious reasons. They said that the noble experiment was undertaken to reduce crime and corruption, solve social problems, and reduce the tax burden created by prisons and poorhouses, and improve health and hygiene in America. Yeah. How about that?
That was what was written, but the reason was Wilson's wife. Take it from me. But all that other stuff sort of tried to make it feel good, made sense to do all that stuff.
Well, it's the same reason we have drugs illegal today. That's why drugs aren't legal.
Right, exactly. And it was during this era that Joe Kennedy figured out the father of the... Well, I was he was a youngster at the time, but his father, they came there Irish, obviously, and during Prohibition, he was a bootlegger, and an upscale bootlegger, but he was a bootlegger. And when the Prohibition ended, he had made a deal for himself with all of the various European suppliers of liquor, hard liquor, to get a 7-cent tariff on every bottle, and that continues today. That's what the Kennedy money.
This is really interesting. So it started in 1851 when Maine went completely alcohol free. And so then a lot of other states, 12 other states, adopted Maine laws.
That's what the blue laws were all about. That was the answer to it, Jennifer. The blue laws, which didn't allow you to buy liquor on Sunday.
But World War One was the reason that everybody sort of gained popularity across the country. It was by the time that the U.S. entered World War One, they decided that there were, the dry advocates argued that barley used in brewing beer could be made into bread to feed soldiers, and they said that they needed it for wartime
stuff. Yep. So they said.
Interesting, right. Though.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of saying, what's on TV tonight, Jen? It looks like it'll be hot.
Looking at TV tonight, all right, coronavirus, we've got some specials on CNN about the pandemic. Also tonight, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Secrets and Surprises. It's a behind-the-scenes look at the game show. That's at 10 p.m.
ABC. They're going to revive it Wednesday with Jimmy Kimmel, but I think Regis hosts the review. Isn't Regis the host tonight?
You know what? It doesn't say, but he might. It'd be fun. We can check it out tonight on ABC. Also tonight, The Voice, The Battle Rounds conclude. That's on NBC at 8 o'clock. Whose Line Is It Anyways? Back. That's at 8 p.m. if you need a laugh on the CW. And Bob Hart's Abishola, also new tonight on CBS.
10 before the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria has done her research, and the first thing she's interested in telling you about is what Etsy is reminding you in terms of masks, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They are selling
huge them. Run on this right now.
Who's making these? They make them themselves?
Well, Etsy. No. Etsy is the online marketplace for individual artisans and crafters and things like that. And so this is, you know, people. The CDC issued guidelines on how to properly sew a cloth mask. Mm-hmm. And so they're not the N95. They're not a medical grade mask. But this is the type of mask that the CDC is now encouraging everyone to wear whenever you're in public. And so Etsy has had a huge spike in sales of these masks because this is exactly the type of, you know, crafting that these sellers do. The problem, though, is that initially some of the sellers were listing hashtags of COVID and coronavirus and putting that in the description. So now Etsy as a platform, as the company, they're trying to avoid lawsuits, and rightfully so. It's irresponsible to say that these masks have anything, you know, any protection really against the coronavirus or COVID-19, which they do not. So Etsy is now telling sellers hundreds of thousands of these have already been sold just in the past few days alone. And so the company wants to make sure that if you have a listing, if you are an Etsy seller, listen up, if you have a listing that uses the words coronavirus or COVID-19 on your page, you will be taken down. So you have got to remove that. And it also gives the consumer a false sense of security, thinking, oh, this is a mask that's actually going to protect me, and it's not the case. So If you are looking to shop for a mask, which a lot of people are doing today, now after the weekend is over, a lot of people know the CDC wants everybody wearing one in public. So now this is going to be an extra big run on Etsy and probably Amazon as well. I would say Etsy is a much safer place, I think, to buy these types of things, but because you never know where anything comes from on Amazon. But just make sure that you're not falling for any false sense of security with the labels of coronavirus or COVID-19. The Etsy's CEO said they have instructed all of the sellers not to use that language anywhere in the tags, the description, the listing photos, and in the listing description itself. So the U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said that, as we know, over the weekend, he put out a video on how to make your own face mask at home. It's very rudimentary. It's like basically a bandana and two rubber bands. And so if you want something that's, you know, cuter and fits your face better, then definitely look into one of these masks from Etsy. But just make sure that you're well aware that this is not something that's going to protect you from contracting it. The purpose of the mask is to keep your own germs in so that you're not infecting other people. And as long as we remember that, then I think we all can move forward in a calm manner, because I think people are panicking.
Google has raised some red flags with the COVID mobility report. Let's hear what the story is behind that story.
The Geek Out.
That pesky COVID virus has now begun to introduce problems that have little to do directly with one's health. Google last week unveiled the COVID-19 Community Mobility Report, which is generated from data gathered from users' Google accounts, creating intelligence telling where people are going out during the time we're all supposed to be self-isolating. Now, on the surface, this is largely innocuous. Google is just showing trends of people's trips to parks and grocery stores, but the fact Google knows specific types of destinations and can deliver it to the government has raised concerns and red flags. Now, you can opt out by making sure location history is turned off in your Google account, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, Zoom has added a new security and privacy measure. How's that going to work? This is a Chinese outfit that a lot of people are using for their meetings.
Well, this is Zoom has become essential, not only for people to do business at home and have meetings, but this is how kids are learning. This is how they're a huge tool for online learning. And whether it's preschool kids getting together on Zoom, which my friend participated in with her little three-year-old, and she said it was just a bunch of three-year-olds saying, like, you know, poopy at each other. So it didn't really, wasn't that productive. But the problem that Zoom has had is that people are busting in. They're called Zoom bombing. And so AA meetings have been disrupted with pornographic messages and things that have been injected into these meetings. So now Zoom says their new measures... Well, people are at home and they're bored, and so they're hacking into it. The new measures are going to make sure that the host of the meeting will only have the control to allow other people in, so you can't just Zoom bomb anymore. It'll make it a little clunkier to use, but it'll still be safer.
All right. There's the word. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.